John goes to the chemist's. Today, John is going to the chemist's. John goes to the chemist every Monday to get his blue pills.
How dare you?
See John put on a dark grey suit.
It's indigestion.
And an old duffel coat, so no one will recognise him. Clever John. Janet says, while you're at the chemist, remember to pick up those photographs and something for lunch, but don't go buying any more comics and sweets, as you don't get your pocket money until Wednesday. See John skip down the road to the bus stop. Quite cold this morning, John has forgotten his mittens on strings. Silly John. John catches the bus into the village, gets off the stop near the chemist. Mrs. Reddington sees John come into the shop. Hello, John, she says. Is it time for your pills again already? See John blush. Yes, says John. I wanted to pick up some photographs we were having developed, too. Mrs. Reddington says, as long as it's not the newsreader's wives one again. See John blush again. I have them right here. I just got mine back from my holiday, too. John says, where did you go? Mrs. Reddington says, we went to Freiburg in Germany. Look, here's a picture of me buying a great pig sausage with our tour guide, Herr Gruppus.
Alarm bell.
John says, his head looks very red. And Mrs. Reddington laughs, yes, it was very hot. Herr Gruppus has no hair. So I had to rub some sun cream in to stop him burning. What fun.
John, stop now?
John pays Mrs. Reddington for the blue pills and the photographs and hops and skips over the road to the supermarket to get some lunch. John goes to the hot counter. Lots of nice things cooking on the grills. Chicken, sausages, spare ribs. While John is deciding what to buy, he sees Mrs. Bickerdike. Hey, up, fluffy whiskers, says Mrs. Bickerdike. Mrs. Bickerdike is from Yorkshire. See the ridiculous terriers. Mrs. Bickerdike says, those pork joints look grand. I might have one of them at my some new potatoes and garden peas. Oh, yes, says John. That sounds very nice. See John buy a pork joint, too. Mrs. Bickerdike says, have you come on the bus today? See John nod his head. Mrs. Bickerdike says, I'll give thee a lift home, kind Mrs. Bickerdike. On the way home, Mrs. Bickerdike lets John have some of the spare crackling from her roast pork. When John gets in, Janet's in the kitchen, loading the dishwasher. Janet says, did you remember to get the photographs and some lunch? Yes, says John. Mrs. Reddington showed me some photographs of her getting a big sausage in the Black Forest. It was so hot and sweaty, she had to rub some cream into her grubbers to prevent burning.
Oh, please.
Then I saw Mrs. Bickerdike in the supermarket. She was after something hot at lunchtime. Let me have a bit of crackling in the car on the way home. Can you fit a whole newsreader into a family dishwasher? Janet can. Poor John.